does not fail.
I tell you, Jackie, we can be smart. And if we're smart, no more cut liquor in cheap nightclubs.
Hey, this is a big nightclub, baby. You saying it's cheap?
Look at it. Not even a tablecloth. The waiters pay no attention. The drinks are bad. The music sounds like nothing. Oh, sweetie, I know it's the best now. And you're very sweet to give the best you can, but look, you have friends. There can be more, many more. And if we're smart, we can be big. I have a plan, Jackie, a plan. And when it works, not even the cops will bother us. Understand? Not even the cops.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Weak Spot, starring Margot. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Margot as Maya Grimson in The Weak Spot. Maya Grimson knew poverty from the day she was born. She grew up in it, and the beauty and intelligence that were hers found no use, no setting, no outlet in the life she found herself living. Inside, the canker grew, starting with a small bitterness of envy, and developing into a grim determination to seize by force, if necessary, all the material things that did not come any other way. Maya herself had no words for this, but it was there, awaiting the moment. Maya had little of anything, but her most cherished possession, if it could be called that, was her passion for lackadaisical, easygoing Jackie Wallace. It was for Jackie that Maya was putting together a supper of sorts one evening.
All right, come in.
Hi, baby. How's every little thing?
No. Don't kiss me now.
What's the matter? Something wrong, my baby?
It's so hot. And I'm tired of cooking yesterday's stew.
Well, baby, this is your night out. That's what I came to tell you.
Out? Where? The hot dog stand at the corner?
Now, get this, honey. We're stepping out tonight. I got a 10 spot, and old Alex Hamilton is crying for a date with you.
Who died?
Nobody. Why?
Never mind. Where'd you get this $10?
Business was good. All the suckers were riding long shots today. The book showed a real profit.
$10.
Well, look, baby, you know it ain't often that we got $10 to toss around. You don't want to go out, just say so.
Hey, when did we go dancing last, Jackie?
Gee, I don't remember.
Then, tonight...
Dump the stew, baby. We'll go to the 38 Club and have a time.
Sure, we'll go. Hey, what's wrong with me, darling?
Nothing that I can see. You're beautiful.
Yeah, no decent clothes.
You're bright.
And live in one room with a gas ring.
Ah, snap out of it, honey. There's nothing wrong with you. Tonight's our night to howl.
Oh, all right. Now, get out. Shoot. Out with you. Let me put on my one good dress, huh? 10 minutes, darling.
Stop dead in 10 minutes. Oh, you got a voice, baby. You know, when you hit those low notes, I get goosebumps.
Hiya, Jackie. Hey, you have a good day today, huh?
Hi, Bookie. Great. How about you?
I'm not bad. Oh, that's Jackie.
Hi, Fred.
Hiya, Jack.
I'm that guy, Fred. You know, all the boys are out tonight. There's Tommy, and I saw Vince at the bar when we came in. Not a bad combo, that, huh?
Well, they finished together.
Hey, let's see Tom start.
Well, it'd be as great as that stew.
Probably not, but you didn't have to cook it. That's something, ain't it? Come on, sit down, baby.
Hey.
Hmm?
Your friend over there held the chair for his girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ollie. You know me. I'm always forgetting things like that.
Yeah. Someday.
Hello, Wallace.
Oh. You.
Yeah, me. Don't you introduce your friends, Wallace?
Maya, this is Detective Masters, Precinct Gambling Detail. Masters, Miss Grimson.
How do you do?
Nice to know you. Wallace, I understand the boys made quite a killing in the fourth today.
Did they? I wouldn't know about it.
I think you would. Or you wouldn't be here with a girl.
You're the detective.
I also happen to know about souped-up odds. Some phony rumors that got around.
Look, why talk to me about that? I'm not the syndicate.
The syndicate isn't my business.
Why not, Mr. Masters?
I'm on the precinct detail.
I see. You're interested only in making everything a little harder for people like Jackie. Even when we're trying to have a good time, you come around.
You finished, Miss Grimson?
When you have the evidence, that's time enough, isn't it? Why can't you leave us alone? Why?
When I have the evidence, I won't waste time in conversation. You understand, Wallace? That's all. Good evening, Miss Grimson. Nice to have met you.
Not even to eat or dance in peace.
Oh, look, baby, that's the way it is. Always was, always will be.
Look, if you're big enough, they leave you alone.
The big fellas have lawyers. They got money, protection.
I hate a man like that.
Masters, I'll lay off him, baby. He's only doing his job.
Yeah, his job. What do I care about his job? I care about you. I care about us.
Honey, will you eat your dinner?
I don't want to eat dinner. Look, I say we can be stronger than this detective, this precinct detective.
Okay, then what?
Jackie, don't you see? Can't you see?
Oh, look, Maya, baby, all I see right now is that you're beautiful.
All right. All you ever see is right now, today, tonight, this minute.
Sure, why worry about tomorrow?
Why not? Jackie, we can be big, big.
Oh, stop kidding yourself, baby.
I tell you, Jackie, look, we gotta get smart. If we're smart, no more cut liquor and cheap nightclubs.
Hey, this is a big nightclub, baby. You saying it's cheap?
Look at it. Not even a tablecloth. The waiters pay no attention. The drinks are bad. The music is rotten. Oh, I know it's the best now. And you're darn sweet to give the best you can. But look, Jackie, you have friends. There can be more, many more. If we're smart, we can make it. We can make... I have a plan, Jackie, a plan. And when it works, we'll be so big, not even the cops will bother us.
You've been thinking about this.
I have plenty of time for thinking, Jackie. Now, look, listen. The first thing we got to do is find out how to get protection.
From the cops? Are you kidding?
Not from the cops. From having to work by yourself. So far out in the open that the cops see you.
Well, that takes money, kid. You know that.
All right. And we have no money. But we could get it. If your friends went in with you. Are you beginning to get it, Jackie?
Yeah, maybe I am. Maybe you got something, Maya, baby. We better do a little figuring, you and I. But that's for later, honey. Right now, eat your dinner. Everything's getting cold.
Okay, Jackie. Now, you call a meeting. What's on your mind?
That's a big idea.
If I may, gentlemen.
Hey.
Sure, go ahead, man. Even if you don't dark sense, you sure okay to look at.
Hey, look at that, huh?
This is... strictly business, gentlemen. What Jackie and I have to say is this. We can get us all protection. We know where and how. If you come in with us, you'll all double your incomes, and it'll cost you only a few dollars a week. That's it. And that, as Jackie said, is news.
Quite a joint, Maya. This is real plush.
Nicer than the Club 38.
Maya.
Hmm?
Stop figuring in that book for a minute and listen.
I'm listening, dear.
You know, at the Club 38, you sang while we danced.
Yeah, I sang until that Masters stopped at the table.
You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Hey, you're Wallace, aren't you?
You know, we seem to attract people to our tables in nightclubs everywhere, Jackie.
Maya, this is Stiff Ferris and,
Listen, Norton.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
Won't you both sit down?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
When did you get into our town, Mr. Ferris?
We flew in this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
Hey, that's our tune, Maya. You want to dance? I think Mr. Ferris and Miss Norton will excuse us.
I'm a little tired, Jackie.
I like that song, too. I'd love to dance.
Go ahead, Wallace. If you want to, that is.
Maya?
Go ahead, dear. Miss Norton is our guest.
Miss Norton?
Thank you. And thank you, Miss Grimmie.
Not at all.
Well, this is an unexpected pleasure, Miss Norton.
Your Miss Norton is well trained. She takes a cue very smoothly.
Yeah, foot pressed gently under the table.
You know, she's better than you give her credit for. That was my foot you pressed.
I see. You seem to know something of my purpose, Miss Grimson.
Well, I know that Stiff is, shall we say, a kind of advance agent for the syndicate.
I represent a group of businessmen, if that's what you mean.
Well, it all adds up the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does.
I assume you have some proposition to place before us, Mr. Ferris.
Before you. We know where the brains are in your organization.
Oh. Very nice compliment.
It's the truth.
Well, then, since we're indulging in the truth, Mr. Ferris, here's the truth for you. We are not interested in your proposition.
Don't you think you'd better be?
Frankly, no. I don't think you can touch my operation. I think you would find the cost made the proposition unattractive. And besides, you know, everyone who works with me is intensely loyal, including Jackie. And strong-arm tactics might cost, well, too many expendables. And now, if you will excuse me, Mr. Ferris, I'll ask Jackie to get my wrap. Oh, yes. If you want a message to take back with you, you might say that you found the partnership here is limited. Limited to two people. Jackie Wallace and Maya Grimson. Good evening, Mr. Ferris. Nice to have met you.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Weak Spot. We continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Margot as Maya Grimson in The Weak Spot. Maya Grimson walked away from Stiff Ferris, found Jackie, and left the nightclub. And as all good generals do when the first skirmish has been concluded, Maya doubled her outposts and waited for the next attack. Meanwhile, the enemy was not idle. Stiff Ferris and Lissa Norton make the report to their boss, Marv Harding.
And so it's no deal. That's the story, Marv.
Apparently, you'll never reach the stage of bargaining, Stiff.
The lady just wasn't interested.
Lisa?
I didn't hear the conversation. I was dancing with Wallace.
According to plan.
Of course. What would you say to a little, persuasion in that territory?
Now, Lissa and I cased the area before we came back here. Everything the Grimson woman said is true. Frankly, I don't think taking over by force would be worth the cost. Too much noise. The police down there are allergic to noise.
I see. She have gunsels?
Enough. And it seems that everyone makes dough with her, so they'll stick by her.
Very smart operation. Only way I know for an independent to hold on to an organization is to let the little fellows make more than we can afford to let them have. But we can't afford to let her get away with it either. Too many others might get the same idea.
Well, if she puts up a good fight, it'll have the same effect. And she will.
There's a weak spot somewhere. There must be. There always is.
No, not in that outfit.
Maybe not in it. Maybe at the top.
Go on, listen.
Wallace.
Leave it to a woman. Why do you think so?
His line while he danced, his whole attitude, even the way he held me dancing.
Nah, he's just a punk.
Maybe. I can think of several classic cases where a woman lost her head over a punk.
Yeah.
Want to move in, Lisa?
Could be. I might be persuaded to take candy from a baby.
Oh, that easy, eh?
For me, it will be. And if I do...
All business, aren't we?
Well, Stiff is a very good teacher.
Thanks.
You're welcome. There's a certain bracelet. Stiff knows the one I mean. He couldn't afford it.
Break up that partnership. Take the woman's mind off her. Work long enough for us to get a foot in the door without any trouble. And you'll get your jewelry. Go to it, Lisa.
Yeah, Wallace here.
Jack, this is Lisa Norton.
Oh, when did you get in town?
A little while ago. I'm alone this trip, Jack.
I see. Well, I'd like to see you.
Your girlfriend won't like it. I represent the enemy.
You know, there's an old saying, what she won't know won't hurt her.
Can you be sure she won't know?
I'll be sure. How about 8:30 tonight?
Have a good time yesterday, Jackie?
Didn't do anything special.
Don't you think it's a little chilly along the coast road for a convertible with a top down? You know, bright blonde hair and a green dress are rather conspicuous.
Okay, so I took her for a ride. So what?
Jackie, you fool! She works for Paris and the syndicate.
She's not working now.
How do you know?
I know. Never mind how.
I want you to stop seeing her.
I'll see who I please. You may run the organization, but you don't run me.
Jackie!
I'm sorry, Maya, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry, and I'm a fool. Fool enough to let you get away with nearly anything. Oh, Jackie, what's happened? We've got everything we wanted, and we've got nothing. Or it feels that way, anyhow.
This is something new, listen. A woman, well, someone like you treating me the way you do.
When we danced that first night when Stiff and your girl got rid of both of us so neatly, didn't you know then, honey?
Did you?
I knew. I knew from the way your arms went around me.
Yeah, we do go well together, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And we could stay together. We could.
Oh, listen, baby, you don't know the kind of heat that's on.
Maya?
Maya may have ideas about being a big shot and everything, but she's not dumb. She knew when you hit town, she knew about that day we spent in the convertible.
Has she been watching herself?
She doesn't have to. The boys do a lot of odd jobs for her.
Takes them away from other things, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Well, aren't you interested?
Look, honey, I'm interested in the present, and you're the present.
I could be the future, too.
Listen, baby, the odds are too long.
Maybe not. You know, the syndicate might throw in a bonus. Me?
What about Stiff?
Oh, we just work together.
Maya's pretty strong. How do you figure it?
You're half the team. Or are you?
You bet I am. It was all mine in the beginning.
Then you're in a spot to throw a couple of monkey wrenches, enough to weaken the organization so Stiff could get his foot in the door. After that, she'd have to make a deal or lose the works, and you'd get half of what she's got. With an extra on the side.
The extra being you.
Me.
Any samples, Alyssa, baby? What's that?
It's just somebody at the wrong door. Nobody has a key to this room, not even you, sweetheart.
It's nice to have enough influence to get a bellhop to swipe a master key, isn't it?
Okay. You're in. Now what?
Maya, I told you...
Have you forgotten the two-day-old stew in the room with the gas ring, Jackie?
Everything was pretty personal then.
Now you'll tell me that everything you've done was for me.
For both of us.
I was satisfied.
Want to go back to the $2 bets, Jackie, to a 10th spot every 3 months, to Masters pushing you around?
He'll never have to do that kind of a thing.
You'll see to that, Anna.
Why not?
I have one reason why not.
But...
Maya, you've never fired a gun in your life.
I never did a lot of things. Once I'd never broken the law. But this is caviar, worn nylons. But there's a first time for everything. It's like talking back to a cop or pulling a trigger.
A murder rap, Maya. It's a murder rap.
Yeah, it could be murder and suicide if the gun was found in her hand.
Maya, for heaven's sake.
You'll never get away with it. Stiff it, no. Even if the cop don't figure it, he will. And he'll see to it that you die slow.
If you'd only left him alone, did you have to have everything?
You wouldn't even listen to a proposition. You were too big. You tried to fight the syndicate. You can't do that and get away with
it. Keep back. Keep away from me.
Afraid keep
back.
You'll miss. Afraid I'll jump you. You don't dare.
Fire.
You... It hurts.
Fire.
I can't stand.
Stop it! Have you gone crazy?
You aren't worth it. You aren't worth any of it. You aren't even worth keeping alive.
Maya, baby, we'll get away together. You'll see. We'll get away, you and me, just like old times.
Not worth keeping alive. Maya! One more. There's one more in the gun. One more. There's got to be one more. Not even that. Not even a... bullet for myself.
What do you want of me, Miss Grimson? I didn't think big shot bookmakers of any gender bothered with precinct detectives.
I remembered your name, Mr. Masters.
It's nice of you. What's your story?
I killed them.
Well, you want homicide. What?
I killed that girl. And Jackie.
When did you do this?
It must be hours ago. I've been walking ever since. I wanted to kill myself. The gun was empty. I used all the bullets. I didn't have any left. I didn't have any left.
Holy smoke.
I left them there on the floor. I walked. I tried to think. I went back to the old places. I remembered you. You started it all.
I started. Look, you trying to establish insanity in this?
No, you did. You didn't know it, but you did. That night, the Club 38, I was sore. You talked to Jackie. I wanted us to be big. I tried to think. So I came. I came here. I have files. I know the syndicate. Do you want them?
Do we want them?
I'll give them to you. They don't know. I knew they'd try to take me over. I bought evidence. Nobody knew. Not even Jackie.
Sister, if you can do this, you can go down in history. Is this a deal?
A deal? What for?
Well, you've confessed murder. After you've given us this evidence, then what?
Then I don't care. I don't care. Jackie's dead. I killed him. I killed her, and then I couldn't stand him. Whining. Afraid. Afraid of me. I don't care. I killed him. There weren't any bullets left for me. I don't want to live. I don't want to live. I don't want to live.
was starred as Maya Grimson in The Weak Spot. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Margot.
Maya Grimson was a criminal, but opportunity for her basic activities was presented to her by hundreds of people who did not look beyond their $2 bets, who did not realize that the racket they were supporting bleeds millions of dollars each year from the legitimate channels of honest business and constitutes a hidden tax that all of us have to share. Once again, it becomes clear that for the everyday citizen, as well as for the criminal, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Margot. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.